Dr. Mehta, what's your chief concerns about the proposed Donsong dam on the Mekong?
IUCN is always primarily concerned that development decisions are made on the basis of the best available science. So the Don Sahom dam project on the Mekong mainstream is potentially of concern for a number of reasons, that we would like to see better scientific investigation and more accurate information before decisions are made. The first issue is related to migratory fish. As you may know, the lower Mekong mainstream is the most productive inland fishery anywhere in the world. A lot of that fish productivity is based on fish which are migratory species, some of them migrating up to several hundred kilometers up and down the Mekong. The Don Sahong area is known to be perhaps the only secure fish passage in the dry season in that part of the river, in the Sipandon area near the border between southern Laos and northern Cambodia. So, of course, there's a major concern about what impacts the dam may or may not have on Mekong fishes, particularly those migratory species that need to pass through that Hu Sahong channel, particularly in the dry season when the water level is low and the other potential areas that the fish could get through are no longer accessible.
How dependent are people in Cambodia on the migratory fish for as a source of protein?
Yeah, I mean, our concern about the migratory fish is not just about the fish per se, but of course the fact that these fish are of fundamental importance to the food security and the local livelihoods of people living in the Mekong Basin. And of all the Mekong countries, that's perhaps most clearly the case in Cambodia, more so than the other countries, where people are extremely dependent on not just fish, but the other things you find in the river as well, like crabs, freshwater prawns, shellfish, and so on, for their very survival, for their food security, and for their income.
With the development, and now it's going ahead, of the Xayaburi Dam, first of all, are there still primary concerns that you have from that dam going ahead, now that it is going ahead, and the potential impact of having two dams in that region of the river on the wildlife?
The Xayaburi Dam overall, I think, will have less impact, direct impact on migratory fish, because it's higher up, much higher up in the system, and there are much fewer fish that actually migrate that high up in the river. So it's not of such direct concern for the immediate survival of those migratory fish and the livelihoods that depend on them. There is an issue, I think a bigger issue perhaps, with the Xayaburi Dam relates to its impacts on the sediment transport in the river. The sediment that is carried down by the river from the upper areas, including from China, from northern Thailand and Laos, that sediment is what feeds the floodplains in the delta in Cambodia, but again mostly in Vietnam, and maintains the fertility of those areas. The Mekong Delta in Vietnam is, you know, one of the most highly productive places within Vietnam, responsible for a huge proportion of both their rice production and their aquaculture production. And of course, it's the sediment that is transported down rivers to the coast that actually helps in the fight against rising sea levels that we're seeing from climate change. If you cut off that sediment supply, then you make the job of adapting to climate change that much harder as well.
just finally, how worried would you be if the 11 dams go ahead and are in place over the next decade or so?
I think the decision-making process, at the moment we have the Mekong River Commission, which is a body that was established by the four countries of the Lower Mekong Basin, Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, and is intended to bring the countries to work together towards more equitable and more sustainable development of the Mekong River for the benefit of all the Mekong Basin dwellers. What we saw from the Sayabri, which was the first time that this process was put into play by the MRC, was that it was quite confusing. There was no clear end to the process. A point in time was reached where the Lao government stated that they believed that the process had ended, while the Vietnamese said that they believed it hadn't ended. There were no clear lessons that came out of that first time that the process was used towards, okay, how do we improve it and make the process better the second time around? But really, we don't see a very good process at the moment, and I think that's quite worrisome. And that if things don't get better and, you know, the process isn't that good, then yes, the rest of the cascade of another 8 or 9 dams, whatever it is, will probably, you know, at the moment, business as usual scenario is that they'll also be discussed in a not very good process, and we'll all go ahead. And I think that would basically mean you would be transforming the whole Mekong River and you would be moving to a whole other type of river. Not to say that is right or wrong. You know, you're just trading off one set of values and benefits, which is mostly at the moment to do with the natural environment and fisheries, for another set of benefits, which is to do with hydropower generation, economic revenue generation, and providing money for development in these countries.